show of VOA Africa. This is your host, Roger Muntu, straight from Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. It's a pleasure to tell you that tonight we will have a guest from Accra in Ghana. Her name is Nana Blue. She's an artist. She's amazing. She has a beautiful voice. She's going to be my guest tonight to talk about her career and about her music. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this because this girl has a voice. She could sing, I'm telling you. Nana Blue's going to be our guest, and it's going to be a great show, and I want to say hello to everybody listening to us in Tema tonight, and those who are listening to us all over Ghana, and of course all over Zambia, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, all those places. Let's go! Taking off first with Savage Love before we get our guest tonight. We're going to cross the Atlantic with this song, Savage Love. Let's go. It's right now, and I'm dedicating to you.
If I woke up without you, I don't know what I would do. Thought I could be single forever, didn't let you. Usually don't be falling, falling fast. You got a way of keeping me coming back to back. I just found out the only reason that you love me was to get back.
Going on with Nikki Strong.
So what's going on with Nikki Strong? The Beehive is buzzing about Beyonce potentially dropping her follow-up to Lemonade, especially since Beyonce deleted all of her profile pictures on her social media accounts and the caption, quote-unquote, image B7 popped up on her website. Rapper Roddy Ricch was arrested for illegal gun possession in New York City and was released on bond. He will be arraigned on weapons charges this week. Congratulations to Post Malone, who revealed in a recent interview that he is now officially a girl dad. He and his now fiance are building their family and relationship in private. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong.
That's what's going on with Nikki Strong. It's always great to learn and hear, you know, something about entertainment news. There's always something new. Thank God we have a lady DJ and Nikki Strong just for that. Anyway, I was telling you that this girl has a beautiful voice, right? And I was not kidding. I was not playing because she's amazing. She's that good. And her name is Nana Blue. Nana Blue is going to be my guest. And she's going to join us over the phone. Nana Blue is singing this song, This is High Life. I just love this song. I'm telling you, you're going to love it because this is High Life, man. High Life with the Nana Blue before we actually speak to the artist. Show Nana is on the phone. She's joining us on the phone in Accra, Ghana. Nana Blue, how you doing today?
I'm I'm very fine, thank you.
It's so nice to finally have you, even though we do have some technical difficulty and we have to apologize for our friends online who couldn't get us today, but we'll try next week. At least we have you on the radio tonight, right? Isn't it a good thing for all your fans? Because I know you did a lot of promotions out there, and I want to thank you for that. You put it all over. So at least the radio people, we got to give them something. Right, Nana?
Yeah, yes. I'm so happy we finally have been able to get in touch.
That's great. That's great. So, Nana, tell us a little bit. I know your real name is Abigail Mensah, right? And your stage name is Nana Blue. And you started doing music. And you, let me mention also that you're from Shama in the western region, right, of Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I would love to visit that area. I came to Ghana once. I love it. I was in Accra and I was in Tema. I love it. But there are just a few places that I went. But tell us a little bit about when you start really doing music.
Okay, so I would say that professionally, I started getting serious with music when I was in the university. But right when I was from the secondary school, that is when I was in the high school, SHS, I was doing music as well. But then I started taking it serious when I was in the university. So like 2019 December, that is when I started like full time as Nana Blue. Yeah.
As Nana Blue in September of 2019. And so
it's December,
right. And that's it. Since then, I mean, let me mention here, you actually studied French at university and you were a teacher. And then at some point, you decided to stop teaching to just focus on your singing career, right?
Yeah.
What made you decide that?
Okay, so when I visited the uni, I'm a teacher, but I'm not teaching at the moment because I tried teaching and it wasn't really helping what I was doing. Because I wasn't really getting time. Sometimes music is a very jealous job. Like sometimes you'll be so free for like a whole week, and the following week you have a whole lot. And like I have to be here and be here at the same time. It wasn't helping. So I decided to focus on my music for now. But maybe at the right time I'll start teaching again.
And in your songs, and some of your songs that I keep hearing, right? You sing in so many other languages. You sing in your own language, Defante, Tui, English and French sometimes. Some of the songs, it was so nice to hear you put some word in French in some of your songs. It was just so special and it sounded so good.
Yeah.
It sounded so good, I'm telling you. But Defante, tell me something. Is Fante close to Tui?
Yes, yes, very close. This is all Akan. It's Akan language, and we have Fante, we have we have other genres, but like it's Akan.
Okay.
So mine is
funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I see. Yeah, it just sounded awesome. Now you come from a family of three children,
Sama.
Right? Yeah. You come. Yeah. Which comes from two children, and you have a brother, right, and a sister, correct?
And a sister.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And so are you the oldest?
No, I'm the last.
Now that explains it, because look, I'm African too. I don't know any, I mean, maybe there are, but I mean, African parents to let the oldest child do music, that's kind of rare, right? So you're the baby one. you're the baby one. They just didn't want to make you mad. How did that come out in your household when you told mom and dad, say, I want to do music? How did they react?
Okay, actually, since I was a kid, my mom was, I have been singing. Like, sometimes I had a teacher who would take me to weddings, parties, to go and sing. So my mom knew this is what I do. Then my mom herself started taking me to some groups in church, like singing band. And I'll sing there too. But she didn't know I'll take it this serious. So when I was in school, I was doing it as well. So she didn't have a problem. Now when I completed and I wasn't teaching, then she doesn't understand. She's like, so you've gone to school and you are not teaching. And sometimes she tries to understand, but sometimes she should be like, she feels I should really start working or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And now, let's talk about your songs a little bit here. One of your songs is Nampa. What are you talking about in Nampa?
Okay, so Nampa is, it means good meat. Or let's say good fish.
Good fish. Ah, so, okay.
Yeah.
It's good fish. And, and what are you saying about good fish? Yeah.
Okay, so like, that is the literal meaning. Mm. But then what I'm talking about in the song is that life is full of choice.
Mm.
But then you can still, you should, if you want to make a choice, it should be the right choice.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's deep. That's so deep and profound. So that should, that's the
there are choices, you should still try and make the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are confused, this is good meat for you.
Wow.
Like, more or less, like, this is good music. Listen and then calm yourself down and make a good choice. So that's all what the thing is about.
Right.
Yeah.
Friday at 9 p.m. UTC time with your pilot, Roger Moon, to listen to the RM Show, where you can respond to our question of the week, get some entertainment news, and enjoy some great music. It's all happening at VOA Africa. Jobless. Peace, Africa.
Now, tell me something, because I've been, I actually didn't seem to get the correct answer. When I hear you singing at the beginning of the song, do you say, this is cough medicine?
Cough medicine.
Yeah.
Oh, I now get the sweet poison, really. Is that what, right?
I keep
sweet poison.
Yeah, oh, sweet poison. I keep hearing something.
I wasn't, I wasn't getting it. Okay, sweet poison.
Oh, it's sweet poison. I thought it was... But you said cough medicine or no?
No, I never said that.
See, I don't know why I keep hearing that on the song. This is so you're saying this is sweet poison. That's what you're saying. It's a, it's like every song that's...
Okay, I think I get cough medicine music. That's my my label.
Okay, that's government. It's the label company. I keep hearing. I say I'm gonna ask that.
That's what,
no, it's not you now. That's me pronouncing it wrong. It's me now. It's now I see. I'm laughing at myself now. I say it's a government. so the label is government's music. Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
And it's a record label, right? And talent management company that you work for. How is it going with you working with?
Yeah, it's been good. And generally, my boss has been so good. He's been trying. Even when things get tough, me, myself, sometimes I wonder how come he didn't stick with me throughout the whole game. Right? Yeah. Because even people who are really close to me sometimes tend to feel like that is when things get tough.
Mm.
But then my boss has really been supportive and he's been with me, that's with me. But by the grace of God, things are getting better. Yeah.
That is good. That's the most important thing. Let me also mention here that you had an opportunity performing at the Golden Movie Awards like in 2016, right? And 2017. And you did other participants, so many other festivals, and you were at the Fidel's Fashion Week in Takoradi, right?
Yeah.
And you also performed in the Chicken's Band and Smokes at the Barrel in Osu, right? You've accomplished quite a lot for an artist. At this point also, how do you feel about you being there and performing and having all those people really listening and enjoying your music? How do you feel about it as an artist?
Okay, so those things really, really keep me moving. It makes me happy. It makes me feel like, okay, when I compare it from where I started, then it means that I have a great future.
Exactly. So it kind of gives you hope that you have a good future.
Say again?
It kind of gives you hope that you have a good future. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. When those things come. Because from where I started, I had no clue that I would be on some of those platforms or even get the chance. I get them. Yeah. So when they come, I'm like, oh, okay. Then it means that I am so, this is what I'm in the right lane. Like, I'm doing the right thing.
Wow, this is great. Now, one of your newest release, it's that one that sounds awesome. It's like an Afro reggae kind of thing. It's a Dream Boy, right?
I'm
MUG Italian to pilot Roger Moon 2. Listen to the RM show where you can respond to our question of the week, get some entertainment news, and enjoy some great music. It's all happening at VOA Africa. God bless. Peace, Africa.
Yes, please.
How's that song doing?
It's a lovely song.
What feedback are you getting from, like, your fans and people who listen to it?
Okay, so that's very strong. When I released it, I didn't really get the vibe wanted. But fortunately, as time goes on, people are now getting to know the song. There's a people of that, gosh. I chanced on your song today on YouTube. That song is so good. So it's really slow, but then it's getting there.
It'll get there. I mean, it'll definitely get there because you just need more promo and more promos and things like that. And I know you do your genre of music is a fusion, right? Of many genre of music.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I do highlight and I do Afrobeat as well.
And reggae and that as well.
Sometimes.
Why did you decide to do a fusion of a style like that? You just want to have your own style, kind of?
Yes, I want to have my own style. And also, highlight is something I grew up. Like, I grew up in a coastal area. Mm. So, mostly, I am not a girl that grew up in like a residential area. So mostly when there are weddings and funerals and they play the songs, I mean, you hear them all over and most of them were highlights. So more or less like I grew up falling in love with it. So it's within me, and whenever I'm doing music, I feel like, okay, if I'm going to be a musician, then I need to do what I was born with. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I tend to feel like the Nampa song. Mm-hmm. It is like a highlight and also Afrobeat. So because it could be Afrobeat, like strictly, but then highlight in me won't just allow me to. It will still introduce itself in the song.
Now, I also understand that Nana Blue plays the guitar. Do you hear?
Oh my gosh, just a few strings.
Hey, that's something. That's something than nothing.
Because I was learning and the person who was teaching me traveled. So.
Okay.
But I have to start learning again. Yeah.
Wow, this is just great and excellent. Now, tell me a little bit about the the fancy dress troupe Supreme in Takoradi.
Okay, the fancy dress. Mm. It's like an occasional something that every Christmas and Easter and like it entails a lot of groups. So mine is the Supreme.
Ah.
We have Oshawaka. Other ones. So whenever it's Christmas, people all over the world, especially people from Sakai, come and then we more or less like celebrate, but in that dress. And every year they change the dress.
Okay.
So every year you have to, yeah.
That sounds colorful. It sounds so good and colorful. It sounds something that I would love as a journalist to cover.
It's more or less like a festival, but mostly done on Christmas and also Easter. But the Christmas one is more huge than the Easter.
The Easter one. Okay.
I'm not afraid to die.
This is excellent. So we are definitely, getting toward the end of our, talk here. Can you just do a little a cappella of any of your songs so just people will know this is Nana Blue?
Okay. Right. So, I want to make the highlight song. Maybe. Okay, so I want to do the song. The title is Odrasem. So it goes like, hey, I worry, hey. No kind of work, it's in them thing, you put friend, I worry. Or John, I put time, it's a I'm fun to now, worry, my thing. And no one in here. Send me your bunny, I'm fast, send me your day. She. And more being for yourself, now I better see in them. I see not the German boy, I walk home. Me do. No see, I will tremor me on a majano, aye, or that's them. If it's Jamio, aye, or that's them. Say yourself, I am kind of feeling, aye, or that's them. Oh, if it's to be a ninja, me, oh. Jamming, I'm in Jamio.
Oh my God!
I didn't even want you to stop.
Like your voice is, I'm telling Nana, I am very serious. I don't know how to tell you how serious. When you sing like that, you just carry me. I'm gone. Like my mind is gone. Like I'm just.
Oh really?
I am very serious. That voice and that language and the style that you're singing with, it is just deep, and I love it so much. Now. Is this one released yet?
Yes, please. It's the
Odrasem. That's the one. Oh my God, it sounds so good. Oh my God, it's just don't stop doing what you love, Nana Blue.
Thank you. I won't.
You have something special, and that's clear. That's clear. Now, for those who are listening to us, how did they get in touch with you?
Okay, so my music is on all digital platforms. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, AudioMac, and also they can follow me on every social media platform, on Facebook, TikTok, IG, Instagram, and also Twitter at Nana Blue Online. Yeah. The Nana is NANA. The blue is BLU. My blue doesn't have an E.
You are so right, because that's what I was doing wrong when I was sending you the link. I was putting the E at the blue.
And then online. So Nana Blue Online.
Nana Blue Online. Nana Blue, thank you so much for being the guest in the RM show. You will be guest again next week, hopefully on the social media. Thank you so much for your time, Nana Blue. Yeah. Take care, okay?
Pleasure is mine. Thank you for having me.
Good night. Bye.
Stay tuned every Wednesday and Friday at 9 p.m. UTC time with your pilot, Roger Moon, to listen to the RM show, where you can respond to our question of the week, get some entertainment news, and enjoy some great music. It's all happening at VOA Africa. Jobless. Peace, Africa.
I'm fine.
a model anyway.
To just have her. I told you she was doing great music. Turned out for us with Lady DJ. That's right. She's there, right?
VOA. You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And this is Word on the Tweets.
The tweets are congratulating Post Malone. He and his now fiance have welcomed a baby girl. Post Malone kept the pregnancy secret until May. In fact, we don't know much about the baby or his fiance, but we are still wishing them all the best. And the tweets are celebrating Pharrell, who gifted all Washington, D.C. public high school seniors free tickets to the Something in the Water Festival this weekend. Now, those tickets are about $330 for a weekend pass, which means Pharrell is spending about $250,000 to celebrate recent high school graduates. And a Spotify documentary about Kendrick Lamar's recent trip to Ghana is set to be released next week. The documentary follows him through a day in Accra. A clip of the documentary is on Spotify's Twitter feed. Also, congratulations to Jennifer Hudson. She is the newest EGOT. She's won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and now a Tony for producing A Strange Loop. If you want more on these stories and others, check out my Twitter feed at VOA Lady DJ. Until next time, peace.
I'm the mink and the blue eye real. Now you see the pump. Thank you.
Right, and this is where the plane is landing here tonight with Gabby Barry. Yes, I hope. It's always great to hope, right? I hope all the time. Anyway, listen, it was a nice, nice trip with you. Your pilot, Roger Moon, too, wishes you a very good night and talk to you on Friday and next week. God bless. Peace, Africa.